this day, August 24th in the year 79, Mount Vesuvius erupted in Italy, burying the cities of Pompeii and Herculaneum in a matter of just a few minutes. In 410, Visigoths sacked Rome, marking the official fall of the Roman Empire. In 1572, King Charles IX ordered the massacre of the Calvinist Huguenots in France, known as the St. Bartholomew's Day Massacre, which lasted for more than a day, and more than 70,000 Protestants were killed. In 1821, Mexico won its independence from Spain after a popular anti-colonialist revolt that began in 1810 and lasted 11 years. The Panama Canal was begun today in 1909. Amelia Earhart became the first woman to pilot a plane across the Atlantic in 1932. In 1939, Germany and the Soviet Union signed a non-aggression pact. 10 years later, in 1949, NATO was established, ushering in what was to become known as the Cold War era between the Soviet Union and the U.S. and its Western allies. The Communist Control Act was passed on this day in 1954 by President Eisenhower at the peak of the McCarthy era, during which the Congressional House Un-American Activities Committee, headed by Joseph McCarthy, persecuted political dissenters. In 1968, on this day, the South Pacific was again the victim of a nuclear explosion, as France became the fifth country to test its atomic weapons, thus joining the United States, Great Britain, and the USSR and China as a nuclear power. Today, that list includes India, Pakistan, and Israel, but unless you count nuclear tests, only the United States has used nuclear weapons in warfare or against civilian populations. The Iraqi army under Saddam Hussein continued its brief invasion of Kuwait in 1990, and on this day surrounded the empty U.S. embassy in Kuwait City, the embassy staff having been evacuated much earlier. And in 1992, Hurricane Andrew slammed into the southern tip of Florida, causing record devastation, evidence of which can still be seen in some of the poorer neighborhoods in Florida's Miami-Dade County, which have never fully recovered. And those were just some of the events that happened on this day in world history. This Day in World History is a production of the Columbus Community Radio Foundation. I'm Evan Davis.